ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
25 questions, 5 categories. Answer question 25 and you win. Categories tonight are category number 1, the World Cup. Category number 2, tell me your real name. Category number 3, candles and wax. Category 4, thunder and lightning. Category 5, sports movies. Right? The World Cup, tell me your real name. Candles and wax, thunder and lightning, sports movies. Who's going to kick us off here? Errol from Tiddywiddy Beach has dropped in tonight. G'day, Errol. How are you?
Hey, Phil. Not too bad.
Have you been all right?
Oh, not bad.
Up and down?
Yeah.
No, I know. I know you, Phil. Hey, question number 1. What do you want to do here? The World Cup, tell me your real name. Candles and wax, thunder and lightning, sports movies.
Tell me your real name.
Tell me your real name. Question number 1. Joseph Ratzinger was the birth name of which pope?
Benedict XV.
I'm going to give it to you for Benedict because I think that's fair enough, Errol, as to which one he was. He was Benedict the 16th. I'm going to give it to you because he was Pope Benedict. Yes.
Yeah.
Joseph Ratzinger. Question number 2. Tell me your real name, if you like.
Yep.
You want to stay here? Okay. What was Muhammad Ali's name before he converted to Islam?
Oh, golly. I know that. I've got to think of it, though.
You all know this, Errol.
Yeah, I do know. I've just got to drag it out. Cassius Clay.
Correct.
I knew it was there somewhere.
You got a punch in, Errol, just before you were decked.
Yeah.
Cassius Clay, yes. Muhammad Ali was Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay Jr., actually, I think.
I don't like fighters who talk too much.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Oh, rumble, young man, rumble.
I'm the prettiest fighter in the ring today. That's my label.
And this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
I'm so bad, you know what I've been doing? Last week I went out to the jungle. I wrestled with an alligator. I tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning, throw thunder in jail. I'm bad, man.
Can I dance? Is the Pope a Catholic?
The man to beat me haven't been born yet.
Well, I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too small, I'll knock you out.
He was the greatest. He was. Question number 3. Tell me your real name. Errol's up on deck, doing well. Ready to roll, Errol?
Oh, yeah.
By what title is Tenzin Gyatso more commonly known?
That might be the present-day president of China. Xi Jinping.
No. Hang on. Not Xi Jinping, Errol. No.
Oh, okay.
No. No worries. Nice to hear from you. Thank you.
Yeah. Catch you later. Bye.
See ya. Errol from Tiddywiddy Beach joining us. Long-time listener to the program. Mick from Bamboka. G'day, Mick.
Hi, Phil.
How are you? Question number 3 we're up to. Tell me your real name. By what title is Tenzin Gyatso more commonly known?
I have no idea. Thank you, Phil.
That's all right. That's fair enough. Nelson's in Perth. Hello, Nelson.
G'day, Phil.
Question 3. Tell me your real name. By what title is Tenzin Gyatso more commonly known?
I have absolutely no idea as well, mate. Sorry, you stumped me. I was kind of hoping I wouldn't get this one.
That's all right. That's okay. We'll move on. Where are we? Frank in Richmond. G'day, Frank.
Hello.
By what title is Tenzin Gyatso more commonly known?
The Dalai Lama.
Correct. The Dalai Lama. Yes. The Dalai Lama, The Art of Happiness.
Brothers and sisters, I am very, very happy to be here with you. And most of you, this is the first time I think of meeting. But to me, whether it's an old friend or a new friend, not much differences. I always believe we are the same human being. Of course, it's a different culture background and a different way of life. Different, how to say, faith or different color, but we are same. We are, I think, the human being on the combination of human body and the human mind.
There we are, the Dalai Lama, some words of wisdom. Frank, we're up to question four. We're in Tell Me Your Real Name. You can move or you can stay there.
Thunder and lightning.
Okay. Question number four. We've moved to thunder and lightning. In which 2008 movie would you hear the line, "I know who I am, I'm a dude, playing a dude disguised as another dude"?
Guys and Dolls.
No, not Guys and Dolls. Thank you. Trevor from Croydon Park. Hi, Trev.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Question number four. In which 2008 movie would you hear the line, "I know who I am, I'm a dude, playing a dude, disguised as another dude"? We're in a category called Thunder and Lightning.
Well, just the dude reference. The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski? No, it's not. No. Thanks, Trev. Bye-bye. No, it's not The Big Lebowski. Brian from Maitland. Hi, Brian.
Oh, good day, Phil.
In which 2000...
First-time caller.
Oh, are you? Oh, welcome aboard, Brian. This is probably... I don't know whether you welcome this question or not, really.
No, don't really.
Oh, well, thanks for giving us a call. Don't make it a habit, Brian.
Thank you.
Question four. In which 2008 movie would you hear the line, "I know who I am, I'm a dude, playing a dude, disguised as another dude"?
Yeah. I don't know that one, sorry.
Brian, call us again. See ya. Bye-bye. I like first-time callers to get one right, but still, it's not up to me, is it? Lorenzo from Fulham Gardens. G'day, Lorenzo.
Hello, Phil.
In which 2008 movie would you hear the line, "I know who I am, I'm a dude, playing a dude disguised as another dude"?
I wouldn't have a clue, but my guess is Thunderstruck.
I thought you might have had it. No, it's not. No, it's not Thunderstruck. Thank you. We're in a category called Thunder and Lightning. Brooke from Adelaide. G'day, Brooke.
How you going?
Not bad. What's the movie we're after?
I was about to say. By the way, I really enjoyed the last hour. That's probably one of the best bits of radio I've listened to in a long time.
Hey, good on you.
Ants, volcanoes. Yeah. Great bit of radio, mate.
Good on you, Brooke. Thank you. Well, thank you. Always trying here. We're trying to get it right. What do you reckon? In which 2008 movie would you hear the line, "I know who I am, I'm a dude, playing a dude, disguised as another dude"? And we're in a category called Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning, yeah. I'll try Lightning Jack.
It's not Lightning Jack, thank you. Thanks, Brooke. So, see you later. Who's got the answer here? Sam from Ashwood's got the right answer. Good, yes. Bernie's got the right answer. Ed from Perth's got the right answer. Ed in Perth. Georgina in Hobart's got the right answer. Lynn, the Queenslander, no, it's not. That's not. Corinna in Shell Harbour says, "My general knowledge is weak, but I'm pretty sure I know this one." You do, Corinna. Yes, you do. Barbie in Newcastle's got it. Who's going to help us out here? Roz from Strathalbyn. G'day, Roz.
Hello.
In which 2008 movie will we hear the line, "I know who I am, I'm a dude, playing a dude, disguised as another dude"?
Look, I'll be quite honest, I have no idea. I know a night tale, I don't, or something to do with serial killers. I can't remember. Anyway.
No worries. Uru, Ross. Thank you. We're in a category called Thunder and Lightning. That might help you. I don't know. Anthony from Perth. Hello, Anthony.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. What movie am I after here?
Oh, man. I don't think I've got... I've really got no clue, but I'll probably just go for The Big Lebowski.
No, we've had The Big Lebowski, so I can...
Oh, sorry.
You can have another stab if you like. We're in a category called Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass it on to someone else, I think. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anthony. Bye-bye. Are we a bit stuck here? I wonder. Tanya from Cronulla. G'day, Tanya.
Hi. It's Rock-a-Doodle-Doo.
What's the movie I'm after?
Rock-a-Doodle-Doo.
No, it's not Rock-a-Doodle-Doo. No, it's not Rock-a-Doodle-Doo. Vinny from Perth. G'day, Vinny.
Hey, Phil. Tropic Thunder.
Yes. I know who I am. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
I know who I am. I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Yeah, good on you, Vinny. I thought we might get into a big cul-de-sac there. Question number five. What do you want to do? Stay in Thunder and Lightning? You can move anywhere you like.
Just stay, Phil. It's fine.
Thunder and Lightning. Which sports drink features an orange lightning bolt in its logo?
Powerade?
Not Powerade. No, not Powerade. Dave in Perth. G'day, Dave.
Hello, Phil.
Thunder and Lightning. We're up to question number five. Which sports drink features an orange lightning bolt in its logo?
Could it be Gatorade?
Correct. Yeah, it's Gatorade. Or Gatorade. Gatorade, I think it's pronounced, isn't it? Question number six. We're in Thunder and Lightning. You can move to sports movies, candles and wax. Tell me your real name or the World Cup, if you like, or you could stay here.
All right, but I'm such a weather guru. I'm like everyone. I just bore everyone with the weather and everything.
Have you got one of those weather stations at home, Dave?
I've got a glass out in the courtyard collecting the rain right now.
Oh, have you? Really?
Highly technical.
Have you got a sphygometer, Dave?
I don't even know what a sphygometer. Oh, so glad that's not the question.
Hey, come on! You're a weather guy. You got to know what a sphygometer is.
I just know like rainfall facts and lightning, but not like pop lightning questions. So what's a sphygometer?
Question number six. That's not the question. Thunder and what do you want to?
I want to stay there, but did you just make up that word?
No, I didn't. Didn't make up that word. It measures. What does it measure? Wind speed.
I thought that's an anemometer.
Oh,
something.
Is that an anemometer?
Yeah, that's.
Oh, a sphygometer wears. Measures. Well, it measures something to do with weather, Dave.
Oh, it measures something, but I.
I'm not here to answer the questions, Dave. Hey, question number six.
Weather, please.
Thunder and lightning question.
Yeah. Okay.
Which team won back-to-back Super Netball premierships in 2023 and 2024?
Oh, it's a sports question. Yeah. It's got weather.
Thunder and lightning is our category. Which team won back-to-back Super Netball premierships in 2023 and 2024?
I don't know. The Lightnings. I don't know, mate. Sorry.
No, it wasn't the Lightnings. Sorry, Dave. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Ash in Sorrento. The Sorrento and WA, as we discovered last night. G'day, Ash.
How's it going?
Yeah, we're good. Question number six. Which team won back-to-back Super Netball premierships in 23 and 24? We're in a category called Thunder and Lightning.
Sydney Thunder, surely.
Not Sydney Thunder, no. Thanks, Ash. No. Surely, but surely not. Isaac's in WA. G'day, Isaac.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. Question six we're up to. Thunder and Lightning. Which team won back-to-back Super Netball premierships in 23 and 24?
The Adelaide Thunder.
The Adelaide what?
Adelaide Thunder.
No, not the Adelaide Thunder. I know I'm being pernickety here. Rodney, help me out. G'day, Rodney.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. Which team won back-to-back Super Netball premierships in 23 and 24?
I know this because my niece wanted the Melbourne Vixens to win.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was the Adelaide Thunderbirds.
Christ, exactly. Exactly, quite. Adelaide Thunderbirds. Thank you for everyone who's telling me a sphygmomanometer measures blood pressure. Well, I thought it measured pressure of some kind. Don't ask me about the weather. Oh, dear. That's funny. I'm getting a bit of a caning on the text line, which is fair enough too. A sphygmomanometer measures blood pressure, says Michael from Canberra. Thank you. 1-300-800 George in Ballin in Victoria says, ah, Phil, come on. A sphygmomanometer measures blood pressure. There you go. Josh, I get the measure. I get the message. Rodney, question number 7.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to do here? We're in Thunder and Lightning.
What are the other categories?
Sports movies, the World Cup, tell me your real name, Candles and Wax.
Sports movies. I'm a sports nut, so.
Sports movies. Oh, you could be, well, you might be right with this one as well. Let's see. Which 1976 movie features an iconic sequence on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art?
Rocky,
yes.
Rocky, do you believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you.
Ain't that no problem, ain't enough.
I want to get that.
You walk down the street breaking hearts the way you're looking. Very sharp.
He's the man who never had a chance until now. Rocky. His whole life was a million to one shot.
His whole life is a million to one chance.
Well, I suppose when you have diction like his, then you have to punch, don't you?
You have to punch, that's yeah. That's right, you do. Someone says a sphygmomanometer may indirectly measure wind speed. Well, it may. That's true, yes. thank you, Marianne. Yes, we've got it. Blood pressure. Rodney, question number 8.
I'm waiting for another blood pressure. You don't have to know where I work, but...
Yeah, go on. Yes,
No.
Give us a general. Give us a general line of work, Rodney.
It's aged care and blood pressure is a major thing. Of
in that case, you'd know your way around a sphygmomanometer.
I've taken my odd one or two, yes.
Oh, dear. Question number 8. We can stay in sports movies if you want.
Yeah, keep going.
Which sport features in the Paul Newman films The Hustler and The Colour of Money? Which sport?
Well, that's funny. It's either snooker or pool. It depends on your
correct yeah.
On your vernacular. But it's, I think it's pool.
Yes, pool is correct.
Or eight ball. Or
pool is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
What we call it? Do we call it eight ball? Americans call it pool, don't they?
Well, we call it pool. They call it eight ball.
Oh, do they? The other way around, yeah. Is it?
Well, there's different rules. In pool, we have you've got eight. Seven, I don't know, to sink, and then the other player has seven to sink, and they're back last. But they work on a different. It's 1, 2, 8, and you have to sink them in order.
Very good. Phil.
Anyway,
Phil says, that's very kind of you, Phil, to say that. Phil reckons with a lot of wind, your blood pressure rises. So I'm half right. I love the nightlife crew for always rescuing me if they can. Question number 9. We're in sports movies. Are we staying here? I guess we are.
Yes, please.
Which 2002 British sports film stars Parminder Nagra, Keira Knightley, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers?
And Bend It Like Beckham.
Correct. Yes, Bend It Like Beckham. Great movie, actually. Terrific. I really enjoyed it. Question number 10. We're in sports movies. Doing well here. Nice three on the trot. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Actually, no, hang on. You got the Thunderbirds as well. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. Okay. Here we are for question 5 in a row. Question number 10, sports movies. Which sport features in the 2002 Mick Molloy movie, Crackerjack?
Crackerjack. That was bowling, I think, or some sort of lawn bowls?
Lawn bowls. That's the one. You're not bowling, but lawn bowls.
In a nutshell, due to dwindling membership and increased maintenance costs, our economic situation can best be described as dire.
All those in favour of calling our economic situation dire?
Some clown from the bowling club telling me I have to bowl this Saturday or forfeit my membership.
Now he's going to find himself in a world...
G'day, g'day.
...he never knew existed.
There are genuine 1972 prices.
With challenges he never expected to face. Crackerjack.
The owner of Brown Cortina, license plate CDR 058, please return to your car. Your right indicator is still on.
Oh, dear. Remember ground announcements? They used to do that sort of thing. Remember that? In clubs you're in?
It's a cool game to play.
AJR-C12, your lights are on. yeah, it's a great game. But lawn bowls, yeah, terrific, terrific. Terrific game. Question 11. We're in sports movies. One left here, otherwise, and then you'll have had 5 in a row.
No, yeah, keep going, I suppose.
Who composed the distinctive theme music of Chariots of Fire?
Vangelis.
Correct, Vangelis. Excellent work. Wow, that's 6 and 5 in a row. Rodney. This is Rodney running down the beach. Yeah, speaking of good sports movies, that was a cracker, was it? Was it not, Rodney?
I haven't seen the movie, but I learned the organ and playing piano and was something that we used to play. So I know the music, and I know who composed it.
Yeah, so. wonderful movie. Yeah, I know. God made me for a purpose, but he also made me fast. And when I win, I feel his pleasure. It's terrific. Question number 12. No more sports movies because you've knocked them all off. And you've got 6 on the trot. Okay, Rodney?
Okay.
What do you want to do? Thunder and Lightning, the World Cup, Tell Me Your Real Name, Candles and Wax.
I don't know about the World Cup. I don't know. Sorry, what were the other ones?
You've got Thunder and Lightning. We've got 2 left there. The World Cup, 5 there. Tell Me Your Real Name, 2 left there. Candles and Wax, 5 there.
No, Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning. 2 left here. Lightning McQueen is the main character of which animated franchise?
Oh, Cars, is it?
You're not bad. Cars is correct.
Oh, where am I? You're in Radiator Springs, the cutest little town in Carburetor County.
How about some organic fuel?
Take a car wash, hippie.
Look, I'm Lightning McQueen, the famous race car.
I love you, Lightning!
I'm a precision instrument for speed and aerodynamics.
You hurt your what?
I know his type. Race car.
I don't mean to be rude here, but you probably go 0 to 60 in, like, what, 3.5 years?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Rodney?
Yes, sir?
We have 7 in a row.
That's blown away my record, but yeah.
Hey, what's your highest score before, do you reckon?
4, I think it was.
Is that right?
4 or 5, yeah.
7 in a row. You know, if you get 10 in a row, the black magnet awaits.
Ugh.
It's delivered to you by a man dressed in livery with white gloves. Well, it could be. It's probably unlikely to be, but it could.
We could only wish and hope.
We could only dream and hope. Exactly. Question number 13. This will make it 8 in a row. There's one left in Thunder and Lightning, or otherwise you'll have to move to another category. The World Cup. Tell me your real name, Candles and Wax.
Keep going, I suppose.
Rodney. Which Australian actor and comedian was born on the 8th of October 1939 in Lightning Ridge, New South Wales?
Okay, Thunder and Lightning. Thunder.
Which Australian actor and comedian was born the 8th of October 1939 in Lightning Ridge, New South Wales?
Barry Humphries, that's pretty much all I got. So,
Rodney, all these good things come to an end. It's not Barry Humphries, no.
Good night, sir.
Thank you, Rodney. Very good effort. Very, very good effort indeed. That's pretty good, isn't it? Wow, 7 on a trot. He was good on the sports movies, wasn't he? He was good on the sports movies. Lily from Sunshine had Cars. Good. Karina in Shell Harbour says, Rodney's a quiz superstar. Yeah, he's pretty good. He is pretty good. Thank you to everyone else who said they love Chariots of Fire as well. I think one of the great sports movies, actually. Really terrific. Not plot spoiling it, of course, but you know, it's all about the collision, isn't it, between what you're good at and what is your calling and what is your faith. And it's really well done. Question number 13. Okay, who is next up here? Heather from Neil. G'day, Heather.
Oh, bollocks.
Oh, bollocks.
trying to think of a comedian who's 85 years old. It's a bit of a challenge.
We're in a category called Thunder and Lightning. Which Australian actor and comedian was born on the 8th of October 1939 in Lightning Ridge, New South Wales?
Oh, gosh. Australian comedian. I'll have an absolute stab in the dark. Mel Gibson.
Not Mel Gibson, but it's not a bad effort to have a Thanks, Heather. Bye. It's not a bit. That kind of effort is not such a bad way to go. Bo is on the road with a truck full of fuel. Good on you, Bo. Don't stop delivering.
Ah, wouldn't do that. How are you, Phil?
Yeah, good. Good, Bo. Go on.
Can I just ask? I was ringing when you were doing that question about I'm just a dude playing a dude. Playing another dude or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
What movie was that?
Tropic Thunder.
Ah, it was. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm paying for, but it took a while.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Bo. Tropic Thunder. Right. Question 13. Well, yeah, well, Rodney from Warburton, you know, got on and he was answering things right, left and centre. Question 13, we're in Thunder and Lightning. It's the last one in this category. Which Australian actor and comedian was born on the 8th of October 1939 in Lightning Ridge, New South Wales?
Well, that makes him exactly the same age as my father, and I'm pretty sure my dad and Paul Hogan are roughly the same age, so I'll try Paul Hogan.
Oh, very good. It is, indeed. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's Hogs.
You got a light, buddy?
Yeah, sure, kid. There you go.
And your wallet.
Nick, give him your wallet.
What for?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Oh, dear, one of those.
That was a great movie.
It was. No, I'm not going to say against all the odds, but against all their expectations, they really didn't know what they were making, and all of a sudden they had this massive hit on their hands. I think it is still, I'm sure this is right, I think it's still the highest grossing Australian movie ever.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. All right, that's it for Thunder and Lightning. Question 14. So we've got Three categories left. The World Cup. Tell me your real name. Candles and Wax.
Can I take option D? I'd be useless on World Cup. Tell me your real name. I've got some of them. Candles. Dale, try and tell me your real name.
Okay, someone's texted me saying Paul Hogan was born in Parramatta. He created a myth about Lightning Ridge. Is that right? I don't know. I don't know whether that's right or not. Anyway, question 14. Tell me your real name. All right.
Yep.
Nick Chopper is the real name of which character from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Can I go to candles and wax? Nick Chopper
is the real name of which character from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
The lion?
No, not the lion. It is, yeah, I just had a look, by the way. Crocodile Dundee is the highest grossing Australian box office film ever. Still. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. All right. Good on you, Bo. Thanks, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
See ya. Bye. We're up to question 14. Linda from Semaphore. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm really well. Question 14. Oh. We're up to.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your real name. Nick Chopper is the real name of which character from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz? It's not the lion.
The scarecrow?
Not the scarecrow. No, thank you. Not the scarecrow, no. Simon from Highbury in South Australia. G'day, Simon.
Oh, bollocks.
I know you've been hanging in there too. Sorry.
No, all good, mate. Okay, so I know those three characters were like farmhands, so one of them was probably a woodchopper, and the one we haven't said is the Tin Man.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Yes. Hey. It is the Tin Man.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kind of human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart.
Yes, there we are. All right, very good. Question number 15. Ray says, I was born at Lightning Ridge and Paul Hogan wasn't born there. Oh, no, sorry. Ray says, I lived at Lightning Ridge. Paul Hogan was not born there. Whatever. Myth-making's part of the deal, I guess. Simon?
Yeah.
Question 15. We've got one left in Tell Me Your Real Name, if you like.
Why not? Let's try that.
Sherilyn Sarkisian is the birth name of which US singer?
Sherilyn. Oh, look.
Sherilyn Sarkisian.
Yeah, should we just say Cher? I will say Cher.
Why don't we say Cher? Because that's correct. No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you. It's so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it. But after all is said and done, you're gonna be the only one. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong. Yes, there you go. Nice stab. All right, we've got 10 left. There are 10 left. There's 5 in the World Cup and 5 in Candles and Wax.
World Cup terrifies me, so we'll have to go with Candles and Wax, please.
Candles and Wax. All right, question 16. In which 1984 movie would you hear the line, wax on, wax off?
Oh, yeah, I know this one. I saw this one when I first moved to Adelaide, Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, correct. Nice.
Must make sacred pact. I promise teach karate. That to my part. You promise learn. I say you do. No question. Deal?
Deal.
First wash all the car, then wax. Wax.
But what do I have to wash all the car?
Remember, deal. No question.
Yeah, but...
Right. Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off. Breathe in through nose, out the mouth. Don't forget to breathe. Very important. Wax on, wax off. Wax on.
Yeah, great movie. Karate.
That was a great movie as a young lad. I got a lot of joy out of that.
I can well imagine that you would, exactly. Annette from Gables, by the way, just back on Hogan. Paul Hogan was a Granville boy, and my dad started his police career at Granville, and he used to throw hugs out of the Granville pub on a regular basis.
That might be a myth too.
Yeah. He was actually born in Parramatta. I think we've pretty much firmly established this. Okie doke. All right, we've got 9 left. Candles and Wax or the World Cup? We're up to question 17.
Well, we'll keep going, but just before I do, that bloke before got 7 in a row, which is pretty impressive.
Rodney from Warburton, yeah.
Yeah, that was excellent. I've got 3 in a row. I have never done that, so I'm going to be happy with that, whatever happens from here on in.
Why not?
Yeah. Thanks, Phil. Yeah, let's keep going, Candles and Wax.
Question 17, Candles and Wax. Which type of liquid fuel takes its name from the Greek word for wax?
I've got 2 on the mind, but I'll go first thought, best thought, paraffin.
Not paraffin.
All right, thanks.
Not a bad thought. Fun. Thank you. Bye. See you later. No. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Di from Mandurah had paraffin. No. Betty from Dapto. G'day, Bet.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
How are you doing, Betty? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Grass growing?
Yes, the grass is growing.
House warm. Birds are singing.
Yeah, the house is pretty warm and everything's fine.
I'd like to say the sun is shining, but it's probably not. But not shining that much at the moment, is it?
Well, it was quite a nice day today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I sat out on the veranda and listened to the ABC, and Adrian asked me some crossword questions, and I got a couple right.
Oh, did you? Good on you. Good on you. Have you ever got the whole crossword out, Betty?
Oh, we usually do, but I wouldn't say that. No, I wouldn't say without a dictionary or without looking it up, no.
Yeah, oh. It happens sometimes, doesn't it? Hey, question 17, candles and wax. Which type of liquid fuel takes its name from the Greek word for wax?
Well, I don't know. Would it be oil?
No, it's not oil. No. Sorry, Bet. Regards to everyone.
Thanks, Phil.
See you, Bet. Bye-bye. Betty from Dapto. Where are we? Paul from Geelong. G'day, Paul.
Howdy, Phil.
Howdy, indeed. Question 17, we're up to candles and wax. Which type of liquid fuel takes its name from the Greek word for wax?
Not entirely sure, but I'm actually going to have a crack at fat.
At what?
Fat.
No.
F-A-T.
No, not fat. Sorry, no Paul. Worries. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, it's not fat. All right, who's next here? Dominic from Penrith. G'day, Dominic.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. We're up to question 17 here. Which type of liquid fuel takes its name from the Greek word for wax?
No, sorry. I'll have to pass on that one, sorry.
Thanks, Dominic. Bye-bye. Tony from Melville in WA. G'day, Tony.
How are you going?
Not bad. Question 17, we're up to. Which type of liquid...
It's very concerning.
Which type of liquid fuel takes its name from the Greek word for wax? It's not paraffin.
No.
wax liquefies. I don't know. I'm just thinking maybe it's for a candle.
No, it's not a candle. No, not sorry, mate. No, no. That's I know where you're headed, but that's no. You've got the wrong end of the stick. Glenn in Frankston. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Phil. How are you, mate?
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. What do you reckon? Candles and wax. Which type of liquid fuel takes its name from the Greek word for wax?
I think it's kerosene.
Correct. It is. Yes, it is. It's kerosene. Yeah.
About my Greek knowledge.
What Greek knowledge?
Excuse me.
Question number 18, candles and wax.
What else have you got left, mate?
The World Cup. You into the World Cup? Not.
No, I do. I enjoy watching it. And we're very patriotic, like most Australians, but we tend to get to a certain level then it doesn't matter. But no, I enjoy watching the World Cup. Simple answer.
I was going to say the other day, I was thinking the other day that I'd be struggling to, I'm really struggling to name any players other than Matt Ryan because he's been there for a while, but that's probably my fault, I suppose.
Seeing I don't follow AFL anymore after, I now follow the World Cup religiously, so yes.
Oh, good. Are we going to do any good? Are we going to get out of the group? What do you reckon?
Oh, I'd like us to because I think that bloke who got us to the World Cup last time, Aloisi, he's sick of seeing his image on TV all the time. So it'd be nice for the new breed to sort of.
Do you know what, Glenn? You might be sick of seeing John Aloisi kick the penalty, but you know what? John Aloisi is not sick of seeing himself on telly.
And how are John tonight?
Question 18, we're up to, right? We're in candles and wax. Or the World Cup, it's up to you.
I'll go to candles and wax, but I won't last long, I don't think.
Quote, out brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. Is a quote from which Shakespeare play?
I knew it was Shakespeare. Is that good enough?
It's so not good enough.
My English teachers would be so ashamed of me right now. Othello.
Not Othello, no. Thanks, Glenn. You have a good weekend too. 1-300-800-222. Cameron from South Perth. Hi, Cameron. What's your Shakespeare like?
Oh, a bit here and a bit there, but I think it's Macbeth.
Correct, it is. Out, brief candle, life's but a walking shadow. It is indeed Macbeth.
Out, brief candle.
Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more.
It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Yes, there you are. All right, question number 19. We've got two left in candles and wax and five in the World Cup, seven to go.
Candles, please.
Candles and wax. Born in France in 1761. By what name is Anna Marie Grossholtz better known?
You followed me. Good night.
See you, Cameron. Bye-bye. Where are we? Jono is in WA. G'day, Jono.
G'day, Phil. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yeah, not too bad. Question 19. Not that many to go here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to go. 5 of the World Cup, 2 in candles and wax. Born in France in 1761. By what name is Anna Marie Grossholtz better known?
Well, I was hoping someone would change it to the World Cup, but the only Anna that I know would be Anne Boleyn.
On you, Jono. See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Yes. You have strutted your hour upon the stage and then you are heard no more. Sadly, Jono. Charlie from Mount Druitt. G'day, Charlie.
Hello, Phil. Good to be with you.
Yeah, likewise, Charlie.
I just wanted to mention, like yourself, Matt Ryan would probably be the only player I can name.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying
he used to come with his dad to Rudy Hill RSL.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were both snooker players.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember, I know his dad, but I can't remember Ryan, Matt. But good luck to them and the best.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing I really hope, we A, get out of the group, but B, I really hope we beat the US. But someone who knows more about these things than I do said we're unlikely to beat the US. Anyway, you never know.
I think they have to play their absolute best.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's wish them all the best.
And they can.
Of course. Question 19. Born in France in 1761, by what name is Anna Marie Grossholtz better known?
Anna Marie
Grossholtz.
And it's, what's the topic?
Candles and wax.
Candles and wax. All right, so is it to do with the wax museum? Lady Tussauds?
Born in France in 1761, by what name is Anna Marie Grossholtz better known?
I think it's Madame Tussauds.
Correct. Very good. Yeah. Nice work, Charlie. Madame Tussaud. Or Tussaud, yes. The Wax Museum. You're quite right. Question 20. One left in candles and wax, otherwise you're off to the World Cup.
I'll go World Cup because I was lucky then.
In which year did the Socceroos first compete at the World Cup?
Oh, gee. It'd be... So this is 2026, so...
'62. Right, you've gone back away there, Charlie. Thank you. Thanks, Charlie. Good on you. Thanks for getting the Madame Tussauds for us. Alrighty. Jim from Seaford. G'day, Jim.
Good morning, Philip.
Morning. Question 20. The World Cup. In which year did the Socceroos first compete at the World Cup? Wasn't 62?
I believe it was 1972.
Not correct.
1972?
No, Jim, sorry. No. no, not correct. Just over the crossbar. Bill from Dapto.
There you go.
Not bad. Which year did the Socceroos first compete at the World Cup?
1974.
74, correct. Yes, 1974. You'll be sitting down on Sunday at 2 o'clock, Bill?
We'll see.
Okay. Question 21. The World Cup or candles and wax?
World Cup, please.
Which player scored the infamous Hand of God goal against England in 1986?
Diego Maradona.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? Diego Maradona, the Hand of God. I was seeing some film of it tonight. It was so obvious, I must say. Dear, oh, dear.
Maradona just walked away from Hoddle then. Maradona. They're appealing for offside. The ball came back off the foot of Steve Hodge, and Maradona gives Argentina the lead. The England players protesting to the referee, but the little man who started it by walking past Glenn Hoddle, that's where the ball came from Hodge. Maradona had continued the run forward, and the goal is given.
Yes, he fessed up in later years, didn't he?
Yeah. Definitely handball.
Yes, it was. Oh, yeah, it was. When you look at it now, you think, yeah, it was. Question 22. We're in the World Cup. Staying?
Yes, please.
What are the only two countries to have won both the men's and women's World Cups?
So
So give one of the countries, is that what you're saying, or do you want both?
I want both. The only two countries to have won both the men's and the women's.
Go Brazil and...
No. Not going to hurt. No. Sorry, Bill. Not Brazil. No, I mean, it's a fair enough guess. Graham from Perth. G'day, Graham.
G'day, Philip.
Question 22. The World Cup. What are the only two countries to have won both the men's and women's FIFA World Cups?
Well, I know nothing about soccer. I'll say France and Germany.
No, you've got one. Thank you, Graham. I need two. Tony from Canberra. Hi, Tony. G'day, Tony. Yeah.
How are you, Phil? Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers to you.
I know all about soccer too. Australian rules is the real game, mate.
Yeah, well, you and I know that, Tony. But you know what? We're big enough to know that in the world there's lots of things that people play. We can watch an occasional game of soccer and like it, Tony.
And it's all beautiful. It keeps us fit.
Yeah, and when the Aussies are playing in the World Cup, we're right behind them.
Indeed. Well said.
And let's hope they beat the US. Let's hope that.
Exactly. Nothing else matters. It's like if St Kilda beats Carlton in an AFL Premiership season, I don't care whatever result.
The Aussies beat the Septics. How good would that be?
Oh, that'd be superb.
It would be superb, Tony. That's right. It would be beyond superb.
And hopefully Mr. Trump's in the audience and he can be roundly booed again, righteously. God. What can I say?
Aussies beat Septics. World.
That's a bit rude, calling them Septics, Phil.
Oh, come on, Tony. We're an Aussie here. We know what we're...
Indeed. That's next to Germany, isn't it? Australia? Or, you know, Poland or somewhere. Anyway, let's not go.
What are the only two countries to win both the men's and women's FIFA World Cups? Hang on, I've got to go to the news. I'll put you on hold, okay. All right, and we'll come back. The Mighty Challenge. We're up to question 22. There are only four left here. Tony from Canberra is up on deck. If you want to join there isn't a queue at the moment. You'll get straight through if you want to jump in. 1-300-800-222. Tony, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Now,
there's a very cool jazz combo that opened this part of the show.
Yeah.
You know what the song is?
Oh, well, they won't give me the sheet music, so I never know what it is.
That's a cop-out, Phil, and you know it. That's a shocker.
Question.
And also...
And wasn't it quite as bad as my sphygmomanometer expertise, Tony, but I agree it's in the same ballpark.
And what is a sphygmomanometer?
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Don't you start.
No, not at 1 a.m.
No.
Now, just quietly, calling Jim Steinman a genius is like calling Bonnie Tyler a stellar superstar. Fair dinkum. I mean, Jim has written music for Bonnie Tyler, but my God, talk about histrionics, hyperbole, melodrama, the whole works. I mean,
all of that, Tony.
Yeah, he had a couple of reasonable solo albums, but just too much for me, I must admit.
Oh, that's right. No. you shouldn't speak to me about it because Dave's going to do it. Dave Pryor's going to tell you all about it in this hour. So if you really can't stand it and you think, I've had enough meatloaf for one night, you better go and make a cup of tea and familiarise yourself with the members of the Socceroos squad, Tony.
And go and eat some meatloaf instead. I've got a little challenge here. I've been speculating re the joint winners, men's and women's of the World Cup.
What are the only two countries to have won both the men's and women's FIFA World Cups?
Yeah, I'm going to speculate on Germany and Spain.
Correct. Yes.
Not really.
Germany and Spain is correct. Yes, they are the two countries that have. And indeed, well, you know what? Look, either of those. Actually, no, I don't think Germany's going to win this time, but a lot of people think Spain could win the cup this time.
No, Australia will win, Phil. Come on, where's your patriotic spirit?
Australia,
yeah.
No, we're not going to win. Because, you know, what will happen? Remember what was it, the, was it 90, what was the one where we were knocked out against Japan. We'd reached the quarterfinals. Was it the semis, maybe? A quarterfinal. And we were knocked out Italy, mm-hmm. by that really dodgy crook referee.
Yeah, true. I mean, you know why Italy's really good at soccer? It's because they got a boot at the bottom of their land, their island.
Well, they're not very good at soccer. No, they're not very good at soccer, Tony. They're not even in the World Cup, and they've missed the last two World Cups.
They're sort of mirroring their political system over the last 60 years. Yeah, something like, oh, Greece. No, let's not go there.
Now, a lot of people have been... Annette from Perth, that's a great text, Annette. You're right, I cannot read it out. However, I agree with you, it does not bear thinking about, Annette. It was a comment in relation to the US president, but I can't read it out, Tony. It's one of those things.
Oh, come on.
No,
push the boundary, son.
No, I know.
It's the ABC.
Shake the cage. Come on. Push the boundaries, Phil.
Shaking the cage is better than
this would,
it, mate.
This would probably be my last broadcast in that case, Tony. But I have to think, Tony, is this the way I want to go out?
No, you probably
reading
don't
Annette's text. I thought, reading Annette's text, is that the way I want to go out?
Probably not, so just be discreet, yeah. Good move, Phil. We love your work. We want you to stick around, son.
Question 23. Three to go. We've got two in the World Cup and one in Candles and Wax.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
Well, okay, what? Which one?
Oh, no, okay. Please proceed.
Yeah, you've got to choose, the World Cup or Candles and Wax.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Candles and Wax. I'd much rather burn them than answer questions about them. Let's stick with the World Cup.
The World Cup. Question 23. Which Socceroo was the first Australian to score a goal at the World Cup?
Wow. I'm just thinking maybe if we entered that comp or we qualified for the finals in 74, I'm thinking maybe Johnny Warren, just as a speculator.
Not correct.
Right.
Went wide, Tony.
What's that?
I said it went wide.
Yeah. Just by the way, can you give my regards to Richard Glover? I presume he's still staying in touch.
Yeah, yeah. He's a mate. He's a mate of mine. I'll certainly pass it on.
Yeah, I went to school with him, and I haven't seen him since 76. Tony Bishop. So please give my best regards to Richard.
You know what, Tony? I'll pass it on.
Good man.
He's a good mate of mine. So I'll make sure I pass it on. Good on you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Danny. See ya. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Corinna in Shell Harbour says, Phil, I find it easier to say if I picture it like so. Sphig manometer. Or perhaps you're thinking of spirometer, which measures lung capacity. One's personally a pressure, so to speak. Corinna, I don't think I've got any idea of what I'm talking about, quite frankly. No idea. all right, how are we going to go here? Let's see whether we can clean this up. Seb from East Melbourne. G'day, Seb.
Hey.
Question 23. Which Socceroo was the first Australian to score a goal at the World Cup?
Oh, it's this question still. I'm just going to have to tap out. I have no clue. I'm sorry.
No good. Thank you anyway. No worries. Jeff from Albury. G'day, Jeff.
You know, Phil, I reckon it's Mark Viduka.
Not Mark Viduka. Not Mark Viduka, no. John from Bulimba. Hello, John.
Hello, Phil. God almighty. Soccer.
Which Socceroo was the first Australian to score a goal at the World Cup?
For some reason, the name Pavlich comes to mind.
Not Pavlich, no. No, it's not. Ian from Medlow Bath. Ian, hello, Ian.
Yeah, g'day, man. How are you?
Not bad. Who are we after?
I have a suspicion it's a very difficult question to answer because I believe in 1974, the first Australian to score a goal actually scored a goal for the other side as an own goal, and I believe that was Cole Curran.
Ian, you are so deeply in the weeds about this. It's not the answer I have.
Well,
hang on. Cole Curran scored an own goal. Okay.
Correct. In the 74 World Cup, Australia never actually scored a goal.
Yeah, that's right. And that's correct.
However, I can tell you now, they drew nil all against Chile, They lost 2-0 to East Germany, and they lost 3-0 to West Germany.
Yep. So you're correct. They did not score a goal. That's right. I love that. It was an own goal scored. Good on you. That's not correct, though, Ian, but I thank you for the info. That's good. See ya. Bye-bye. Okay, who's going to help us here? Kamal is in the truck. G'day, Kamal.
Hey, good day, man. How are you?
I'm good. Which Socceroo was the first Australian to score a goal at the World Cup?
Tim Cahill,
yes. Tim Cahill was the first Australian to score a goal at the World Cup. Very good. All right, Kamal, we've got two left. Question 24. You can have the World Cup or candles and wax.
I'll try World Cup.
World Cup? Which countries received the most red cards at the World Cup?
Brazil.
Which one?
Brazil.
Brazil is correct. Very good, Kamal. Nice work. Okay. Rolling along and the truck's doing well for you. Trouble is we have run out of World Cup questions, so it's back to candles and wax for question 25. Which solid white substance used in candle manufacture takes its name from the Latin for barely related?
I'm sorry.
No good. Thanks, Kamal. Bye-bye. Nice. He's good on the World Cup, though. Completely boned up. David from Morfettville. G'day, David.
Hello, Phil. Good morning.
Morning. Question 25. And to win, which solid white substance used in candle manufacture takes its name from the Latin for barely related?
Paraffin.
Paraffin is correct. Yeah! Yes, nice work. All right, very good. That's a real Bradbury.
I pulled it out of left field, Phil.
I tell you what, Kamal would have won if there'd been another question on the World Cup, I reckon.
Going for the Trinity.
He was a gun. All right. Good on you, mate. Put you on hold. Get some details from you. Congratulations. You are the magnet winner for tonight. Robin had paraffin. So did Harry in the Bay. Karina in Shell Harbour. Good. Yes. Rosa down in the corner had paraffin as well. Chris from Connell's Point says, in the US, doctors call it a sphygmo because they can't pronounce a full name. Ah, dear. All right, Pat from the Point says, I thought sphygmomanometer was the name of the pool in the dating show called Man O' Man, hosted by Rob Guest in the mid-90s. Could well have been. Yes, nice work. All right, thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.